It's now 30 years since the United States' worst nuclear crisis, the partial meltdown at the Three Mile Island reactor in Pennsylvania. Dick Thornburgh was the state's governor at the time and was faced with conflicting reports and decisions over evacuations. He later went on to become the US Attorney General under Presidents Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr. He spoke to our North America correspondent, Lisa Miller.
Well, there's an eerie similarity between what's happening in Japan today and what we had to face in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania in March of 1979. I was the governor of the Commonwealth at that time, and the Three Mile Island nuclear accident occurred after I'd been in office for about 72 days, and we had similar challenges to what they're facing in Japan. So there's a strong sense of deja vu when I read about what's going on there.
And what were those challenges in perhaps the first 24, 48 hours?
Within the first 24 to 48 hours, the major problem was getting a handle on the facts. There was a great difficulty in obtaining reliable sources as to what was going on inside the reactor and how to best handle the prospect of a nuclear meltdown. We relied initially on the utility company that ran the reactor, but very quickly their credibility dissolved. They gave us information that was false or incomplete, so we had to set about on our own to get alternative sources of information, and there were many of them out there, a lot of self-styled experts, people who would tell you more than they knew or less than they knew, and it was a very confusing period for about the first 2 days following the accident. And then we had the arrival at my request from President Carter of a personal emissary, Harold Denton, from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, who was able to express the condition of the reactor in plain English and empower us to take the steps that were necessary to end the emergency.
And that would certainly seem to be the problem for Japan at the moment, that there are so many inconsistent reports.
I'm not surprised. This is an involved technology. This is an invisible kind of threat. It's not like a fire or a flood where you can see where the threat's coming from. Here it's a matter of eventually trying to get a cold shutdown of the reactor, that is to reduce the pressure on the containment building and to begin somehow to circulate the water necessary to prevent the uncovering of the radioactive core. That's difficult because of the loss of power. The backup generators have a limited life and the batteries that they've used, so there's still a challenge remaining to put this on a path to successful shutdown.
Looking back now 30 years, would you have done anything differently in those first couple of days?
I'm sure there are a lot of things we would have done differently, but in the final analysis, the principal decision that was my responsibility was whether or not to undertake a massive evacuation of up to 250,000 people out of the area where the reactor was located. We didn't want to do that without real cause because evacuations have known risks to them. When you're moving people who are elderly or people who are in intensive care units or babies in incubators, I mean, the list goes on. It's a high-risk operation, and to do that unnecessarily would be a tragic mistake. So our job was really, as I said, to get the facts, to carefully monitor what was going on, and I'm confident we made the right decision, and subsequent studies have confirmed that there were no adverse health or environmental consequences flowing from the Three Mile Island accident.
And just finally, what advice then would you be giving for authorities in Japan as they try to grapple with this crisis?
I think the principal advice goes back to what I stated was the major challenge at the outset, and that is you've got to get facts that you're sure of. You can be the best decision maker in the world, and if you're operating on facts that are incorrect or untrue, you're not going to make a good decision. So it's a constant process of review and monitoring. And in fact, in some ways, I used to be a prosecutor, and I ended up cross-examining a number of the people that we had to look to for sources. But you've got to marshal as well all the expertise within the scientific community and the technical community, because these are challenges that occur so infrequently and are so idiosyncratic in their nature that you really, there's no playbook you can pull down to say how to handle a nuclear reactor going on bad on you.
That's former Pennsylvania Governor Dick Thornburgh speaking to Lisa Miller.